right here, right now, for your hopefully listening pleasure.
FBI Radio and Fire Up are proud to present a glittering new season celebrating the barbaric ballet that we call Rugby League.
You must feel pretty confident with that additional bulk he's put on. Now watch the defence, it'll be fairly violent, I would imagine.
And now the gladiators,
Hopewadi with the left forearm.
It was as nasty as we've seen for a long time.
A little bit out of character, he's a very clean player.
Manly slumped to eighth on the ladder.
It's just rubbing salt into the wound.
You can see the head clash there.
Oh, very nasty.
And the crowd love it. They've all taken their angry pill. This smashes him to ground. The one-handed pass back inside.
With a delicate kick.
And he smacked their bottoms with a beautiful bit of football early. Thank you, Mrs. Robinson. Another little slanging match.
He's only 5 metres from the line.
And he's hurt on the bird. He runs into a wall.
Certainly got some forearm in it for some damage done to him with a boot or a knee. But by heavens, he's really bleeding.
He's come out of it very much the worse for wear.
Bleeding like a stuck pig out there.
And the crowd's starting to go wild.
Intercepted. Shows it. Goes outside.
It's a sad, sad commentary on the mentality of some of the idiots that follow Australian sport.
Now, please welcome your muscle-bound maestro, Stephen Ferris and
Chris Gayle,
as they fire up.
Ouch! This glittering new season is upon us, Chris, if not the very end of it. We do have a fine line in irony. I think you'll back me up there, won't you?
I'll back you up 100%, Stephen, because I'm a team player and there's nothing more important at this time of year than teamwork.
Well, it depends on which team you're batting for, Chris, but let's talk about Fire Up as our team. Our team, separate to the institution that is Rugby League, because we are separate. We are the only voice you can trust, I think, in this world of Rugby League. Every other voice is paid off.
The Sydney Morning Herald took our tagline, Stephen, independent always.
Mm.
That's us to a T.
Yes.
We will be brooking no fear or favour in covering the great game of rugby league, unless someone would like to sponsor us, and then please reach out and get in contact, and we'll say whatever you like.
Well, we have had our fair dose of pizza.
We have Hello Doughboy pizza.
Hello. Look, I wouldn't mind a new Ducati. I don't know about you.
Is that a form of motorbike?
It is.
Are you a biker?
I'm You know that little secret urge you have?
Yes.
You know,
I don't have it.
Once had it.
I once rode a pillion on a motorbike.
That was it for you, was it?
And the guy who was driving said, gee, you gave very, very clear, concise signals. And I said, that's because I was terrified for my life.
Well, you wait till you get to the point where you start digging into their ribs so hard when you're the pillion that they don't even care.
Did you see the hilarious Fletch and Hindy in South Africa on a motorbike section last
year? I missed that.
Get back and have a look at it.
That's like those two comedians that travel around and eat food in luscious places and lie about themselves, yeah?
Imagine two people thinking they could get comedy out of rugby league. I mean, what a forlorn hope that is.
We have tried.
And failed, I think.
How many years now, Chris Gayle, has Fire Up been running for?
Well, 2005 is a momentous year for really only one reason, because the West Tigers won the NRL Grand Final that year. But also I believe the show started back in 2005, Stephen. Well, so doing the maths,
Brett Oaten, a far greater mind than both of us put together, says 2004.
Yeah, the man has a giant brain. 2004,
that's what he says,
right? And you say 2005.
Well, that's what I thought. The mists of time. You see, you've got to remember when FBI started, we weren't thinking about the future past.
No.
We were in the now. We were new.
Yeah.
We were emerging.
Yeah.
And we didn't go, let's write notes and keep records. None of that existed.
There was no archivists as such. And back in those days, how would one find it? Would it be on, like, cassette tapes, the recordings of the show?
Exactly. And, you know, we've got a very good business in just getting rid of shit. Out it goes. Next, please. You know.
Who's got a problem with cancel culture if you get rid of early tapes of Fire Up? I support that.
Yes, well, there are some on the net, there's no doubt about it. Now, listen, let's get down to the crunch. This is the grand final weekend. Apparently, there's other sport. I don't know much about it. Last week, there was a horse race that roped in a lot of money.
Car race.
We lost two teams this last week, Chris. Do you remember who they were even?
Gee, that's a stretch,
tough question,
Stephen. I mean, I was at one of the games, and you think I'd take some pleasure in the South Sydney Rabbitohs being eliminated, but I didn't really.
Yeah.
And, of course, our friend Dennis Carnahan's Canberra Raiders, who, of course, were six tackles away, or at least a six-again call away from winning the grand final last year.
Yeah.
They've taken a big step backwards under the stewardship of Ricky Stewart, I think.
Tired and bashed, eh?
Gone.
Well, I want to throw it out right now, Chris. We've got a very important show, but more importantly, we've got a mug and perhaps a T-shirt to think about. Fire Up might be going back in the business of merch.
We're now, going to.
How exciting is that?
We saw Terry Ball, who was responsible for the brilliant Tarramurra Rugby League Football Club Bin Chickens design, Stephen. And I said, Terry, we want a Mount Grubmore cup for
real.
Hang on,
say that again. A Mount Grubmore. We did one before. Unfortunately, when you look at the faces, I would ask Terry if he could be more discerning in reflecting the original face so we can tell who it is.
Yeah, it looks like four Michael Ennis's from
it
what
does.
I could tell.
It does.
And we want to come up with a contemporary
design.
I want
two. I want the all-time great Eternal Grubs.
Right.
And maybe a second option, 2020 Grubs.
Right.
Now, who would you throw in the mix?
Well, if I was doing 2020 Grubs Melbourne Storm style...
Yes. You could have four.
I'd have a Brace of Smiths.
Yes, Brace of Smiths.
Cameron Smith. And the block of cheese, or the hyper cheese, I think someone described
Brandon
it as.
Smith at
Brandon
moment.
Smith.
Yes.
Vunivalu, not recognised enough for his grubby work, but fair dinkum, he's a grub.
And what about the man who had a brain fart in the grand final 2 years ago?
Your best mate, Cameron Munster.
Yeah, hit the road, Jack.
Is there any chance of you, if he gets binned... On Sunday, of you playing that again?
Out.
Or would you have to come up with something a little bit more subtle?
I'd have to get some sort of contractual approval from the Melbourne Storm.
Can I suggest The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles? Might be good.
Okay, well, what about, am I ever going to see your face again?
Well, that will appeal.
Or, I don't know, what about These Boots Are Made for Walking?
Yeah.
Or what about, I don't know, Bad Boys?
500 Miles by the Pretenders? I would walk 500. It's replete with options, Stephen. Now all we need is referee Sutton to come on board.
Come on board, please.
Did you see referee Sutton gave an interview during the week saying referees are humans too? I'm not buying it.
Look, we do feel for whatever they are. I don't know what they are, but we feel for them.
I tell you what
they
are.
I feel for all creatures, great and small, like David Attenborough.
I tell you what they are. They're the marginalised, the downtrodden and the forgotten. That's who the referees are.
But we need more of them, Chris.
We need more.
We need to bring them.
Paradoxically, we need more of these people.
And probably better off if they are robots. We can just keep making them.
Wouldn't it be great if a referee going into an NRL grand final says, I just want to remind everybody, we're not human. So go to town. Yeah.
And look, if you see an electricity charger on the side, you'll know why. You know?
It's not for your Tesla.
Yeah.
Because as much as there's hype about Tesla, I've never met anyone who's actually got one.
No.
But those charge stations are for our new generation of referees.
Ah, is that right on the run when they're shopping?
That's right.
Well, what was the name again? Was it not Florence or Flo the Robot in
Rosie the Robot.
Rosie the Robot, yeah. Did you have to get a can of oil too, just on the sideline?
Rosie the Robot was the domestic robot in the Jetsons. One of my favourite shows where he used to work at Spracely Sprockets. And I maintain...
Rastrol?
Yeah. I maintain that there was a sort of the sad android or something in The Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Direct lift off Rosie.
Yeah.
Cultural appropriation.
Lovable. Rosie was lovable. Get my brain straight, Ferris. As was, the robot in Dr. Smith's nemesis.
Yeah, robot.
Yes, robot.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Okay.
Now, let us get on to it.
Dr. This Smith, there's a clue.
The game... That is Fire Up starts officially now. Now, classic encounter this weekend, Chris. Do I say it is a classic case of good versus evil? Okay. In the greatest sense. Do you know the biblical stories? You know the great Greek myths and tragedies? You know Shakespeare? You know Days of Our Lives? All those great stories, it's good versus evil. It's Star Wars. Father, son sometimes.
David, well, there you go.
Yeah.
David versus Goliath comes to... But it is a story of fathers and sons, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Because you've got the Clearys,
yes.
Where you've got father Ivan and son Nathan, and then you've got the Melbourne Storms, where you've got father Cameron Smith and the son Craig Bellamy.
Okay. Let's start with Melbourne Storm, shall we, Chris? How is it they suddenly have just... grown an extra leg, as they say in the business. How is that, Chris? The Cameron Smith is unstoppable, and we don't even know how we're going to stop him, when we're going to stop the evil man himself.
You know, I want to bring to your attention, Stephen, because this is a statistic that no one would be aware of, but are you aware that the Melbourne Storms have been in the grand final four times in the last 5 years?
Too aware, Chris.
And
too aware.
And despite every effort that our overlord Peter Volandis has made to change up this game and get different faces and personalities into the greatest stage of all for the greatest game of all, there they are again. Mm-hmm. The imperial forces that are the Melbourne Storm emerging from the Death Star that is Amy Park.
Is that how they're entering? That's on the weekend with smoke from the Death Star.
That's exactly right. Dun, 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 dun. You as the on-field DJ, in-ground DJ, will have no influence on the music that the Melbourne Storm enter to. They have their own court to chart, of course.
They want to dictate their court terms their way. And how dare they take AC/DC? AC/DC is about Western Suburbs as any band I've ever known. I mean, hello, look, Ashfield High, you know, Burwood Boys, you know, originally from Villawood, originally from Scotland. What on earth has that got to do with Melbourne, I ask you?
In what sense are they taking AC/DC?
Well, they use, you know, that Thunderstruck. I know it's got a storm.
Is that
reference.
Right?
Yes, that's their theme song.
Here's a problem.
Yeah.
Because Penrith use Hell's Bells.
How can that possibly be?
You can't have
two teams. Agga-dagga.
And as we have repeatedly pointed out on this show, AC/DC never played in Melbourne.
Never did.
How dare they put a lane?
A laneway, let alone a rugby league team with a theme song from Agga-dagga. It beggars belief, Chris. It's just because they're not really rugby league. It's not in their genetic code. It was a transplanted News Corp creation. We know that to expand the rugby league competition. I get that. But why not Perth? Why not Papua New Guinea?
Why not a second Brisbane team?
A second New Zealand team. Why Melbourne?
By the way, if they played the Crookers remix of Thunderstruck, they might be onto something. But you know, there's a famous expression, Stephen.
Tell me about it.
The South Sydney Rabbitohs, pride of the league. And the expression goes this way: if Souths are doing good, the game is doing good. Mm. And in fact, if you listen to the way in which people talk about football, they say, we need a Queensland that's going good. We need a New Zealand that's going good. We need a Hunter Valley, Newcastle region that's going good. No one ever says we need Victoria going good.
No. And I remember when it was just a Sydney competition, it was going good. I remember 78,000 people at the cricket ground, Chris.
12 teams.
St George and South.
Well, I suppose you're not that happy that it became 12 teams in 1967 with the arrival of the Cronulla-Sutherland Sharks.
Certainly am not.
But it did also introduce the arrival of our potential saviours, the Penrith Panthers, who joined the competition. But as a kid, Stephen, 12 teams, I understood the suburbs. I knew where they came from.
Yep.
I could see those players in the street.
Yep.
And the game was going good.
Yep.
Did we need Melbourne?
No.
Look at what the pandemic has thrown up.
Yeah, yeah. Now, just a little potted history, Chris. I do remember Cam Smith being not allowed to play in a grand final once upon a time.
Yes, 2008, Stephen.
Yeah. What did he do wrong?
He chicken-winged Sam Thaiday up at Suncorp Stadium.
Let's break down Cam Smith in a second, Mike Baby. Let's just talk about Melbourne. Did they not have a cupboard? I remember going to the cupboard and revealing to the world there were two books inside the cupboard.
Two sets of books.
Two sets of contracts.
A number of recreational vehicles that couldn't be accounted for. I mean, I don't want to criticise the NRL here, but surely when they started seeing all the photos of the Melbourne guys in, you know, pleasure cruises and things like that and boats. Oh. It's Melbourne, for God's sake. Port Phillip Bay, you can't go out there in a speedboat. You'll never come back.
We'll talk about Cameron Smith's outfits in just a moment. But in the meanwhile, yes, you're right. They had boats in cul-de-sacs going nowhere, didn't they? Just for the hell of it. Tax write-offs or something. I don't know.
I don't want to say money laundering, Stephen.
No. And look, on the other side, on the good side, of course, the Penny Panthers are sometimes known, the Pink Panthers sometimes, and, of course, the Chocolate
Soldiers,
back in the day.
So I'm a little bit conflicted here, Stephen, and I've got to nail my colours to the mast. Earlier in the week, I was almost finding myself going for the Storms, but I've recanted on that. I have a huge knot in my stomach. I probably should have seen a doctor about it because I've had it for 6 months. But I listened to the Fox promo by the venerable Matt Nable the other day, and he goes, I think we can all agree that this has been the greatest season in the history of the NRL. It told me two things. Peter Volandis writes the scripts for Fox. Yeah. Secondly, Matt Nable's prepared to lie.
He's venerable.
Right. Because if I've got the arch-enemy, the Melbourne Storms, up against Penrith Panthers led by Ivan the Terrorist, a.k.a. Ivan Cleary, who tantamount to destroying my club with his on-the-bus campaign and whatever.
You've got a personal axe to grind.
Right. But I've got to recognise my personal limitations.
You do.
And that will take a long time.
Now, let me just put it into context. Ivan the Lovable, we now call him.
Terrible, okay. Terrorist, whatever you like.
Nathan the Even More Lovable. I mean, look what happened with TikTok.
By the way.
Four young ladies dancing, hit.
Sorry, as you like to point out, I think that term used in the popular press was nubiles, wasn't it?
It was nubiles, yes.
But, by the way, can I just point out, Ivan and Nathan, father and son, I can't see the resemblance.
But... No, not at all. No, you put them sideways, you get a jaw look. No, I can't pick it.
But you're right. Nathan on the Zeitgeist, TikTok, Blinding Lights weekend. Yeah. Don't play it on the weekend,
don't
for
God's
sake.
I don't think they care, Chris.
I don't think they care either.
Melbourne care.
Oh, they
Penrith
care.
Don't care. Yeah. Now, how would you say if Melbourne really are a... This is the real battle, Chris. You've got to remember, this is bigger than State of Origin because it is New South Wales, as represented by the Penrith Panthers, against the combined Victoria, Queensland states together.
You're right, because basically the Melbourne Storm is full of Queenslanders. Mm-hmm. Basically, they operate out of Queensland, Sunshine Coast Stadium.
Yep.
And you've actually pointed this out to me. I think I have to go for Penrith, don't I?
Well, if you've vacillated, is that the word?
Yes.
If you're sort of hovering around going, which way do I go? There's no way to go. Chris, you're a Sydney sider.
Prevaricate? That's another word?
Prevaricate. Don't do that.
But so are you essentially saying that if we want to put a strap line over Penrith versus Melbourne, yeah, it's Gladys versus Anna and Dan?
Yes, exactly.
Anastasia, yeah, I should say, to give her a full appellation.
You can nearly draw, and I don't want to say there's a political line here, but we won't do that.
No.
It's not the Libs versus the Labor mob. But Palaszczuk is all politics from her end of things, and she's played nasty.
Well, by accepting the AFL Grand Final in her patch.
Yes. Well, I couldn't go to my team or my job with the NRL to play music up there. She wouldn't let me go.
You wanted
she
to?
She denied me my income.
You wanted to go play at Suncourt Stadium.
Yes.
And whereas 400 representatives of the AFL were given an exemption across the border to promote their dinky little game, where they're so fearful of no one being interested in the AFL Grand Final, they've recreated the Splendour in the Grass lineup in terms of entertainment.
Which brings me to the point of Andrew Stockdale. Has he sold his soul?
Oh, 100%.
He is rugby league to his core. Well, Wolf Mother, come on.
Come on now.
Have you ever heard Wolf Mother at the AFL before?
No.
Never. Come on. Now,
well, can I just say, Andrew Stockdale, Stephen, he's a joker and he's a thief.
Yes, he is. Yes. He loves women too. Well, yeah. I know. Now, think of some of the characters we're talking about here. You look at, we'll talk about Cam Smith in just a moment, but Cameron Munster. I mean, is he not the most annoying man in rugby league?
he's got a moustache that, you know, really...
Snidely Whiplash.
Totally.
He is evil to the core, isn't he?
He's another pantomime villain in the tradition of Cameron Smith.
Whereas Josh Mansour, Dudley Do-Right.
Well, listen, Josh Mansour opened up this week as basically... The one thing I do find about Grand Final week is there's nothing interesting happening, right? It's just a bunch of puff pieces
the players'
struggles.
Heads in, right?
That's right. Yeah. So they say nothing. So they're desperate for a story. But against that, Josh Mansour revealed that he's been told by medical professionals because of a horrendous facial injury suffered in 2018.
It's a knee in the face, is that right?
Yeah. He takes his life into his hands every time he plays.
That's the Penrith spirit.
That's why my rugby league players, Stephen, because if I was told, if you go out there, you could kill yourself, I probably wouldn't.
Well, when
but
I
Josh
DJ,
says, bring it on. Oh, when you DJ, well.
Yeah. I DJ in the crowd, Chris. You know that, don't you?
Oh, well, I remember one Sunday, Stephen, you were DJing at the Darlo bar and you dropped another Donna Summer song and the crowd turned ugly.
They did go ugly.
Fortunately, they were selling beer in plastic glasses.
Brass
so
knuckles
it wasn't,
came out, Chris. Now, on the other side of talking about a man who's prepared to put his face on the line every single game, Josh Mansour, Dudley Do-Right. Cam Smith never, ever gets tackled.
No.
Never gets caught with a ball, ever. Ever seen him hurt? Never, ever.
He was a hell of a hot potato player when he was a kid.
We'll get on to him in a moment anyway.
We will.
And then you've got, dare I say, the man they call the block of cheese.
Brandon Smith, you don't really like Brandon Smith, do you?
He's the grub in waiting.
If he comes to...
He's not even waiting.
If he comes to the Tigers, I love him. But we keep saying we don't want to talk about Smith right now, as in Cameron. But seriously, Brandon Smith is the best New Zealand rugby league footballer going right now.
Yeah.
And he's confined to coming off the bench at the Storms because of the hubris of his captain.
I'm not saying they're no good, Chris.
No, they can play footy.
They can play footy. That's a different kettle of fish altogether. You've got James Tarmel.
Coming to the West Tigers, Stephen.
We love him.
Leadership, you know, terrific guy. New South Wales footballer. Played for the Cowboys
in
2015.
Man.
He has a hipster beard, which is a really, really important feature.
If you were going to lend your kids to somebody, he'd be a man you could trust, wouldn't he?
Trust with Talmo. Yeah.
And if you sold you a car, you'd go, that car's going to go for another 100K without problems.
If Talmo is selling me a Daihatsu, I'm buying it.
What about little Louis?
Louis.
Jerome?
Oh, Jerome Louis. No, Jerome Louis is the...
You say Louis, I say Luai.
People are saying about Jerome Luai that he's going to be the new most hated man in rugby league because he's got a bit of dirt in him.
Bit of lip, has he?
He's just got a bit of swagger.
Swagger, we like
that. And the new Penrith, the new riff, is all about swagger.
Chris, if you could sort of say what sort of archetypes we're talking here between Penrith and Melbourne. So Melbourne are hard, they're slippery. They're like shapeshifters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hard, we say robots, some say lizards.
They're not of this world, Steve.
They're not of this world. Hard to pick, figure out where they fit in the scheme of things. And there is a picture. We'll get to Cam Smith in his hoodie and his thong soon. On the other side, Penrith are like the Kim Kardashian of Australia, aren't they?
Nouveau wealth, Steve.
Yeah, the nouveau riche with their upwardly mobile tradie husbands and builders. They're in the dough. They like the bling. It's no longer just ciggies and tracky dacks and Ugg boots anymore, Chris. Do you know that?
The former premierships, 91 and 2003, yeah, were about the battler doing good.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to get recognition. Well, I tell you what, Penrith now have it in spades. Mm-hmm. It is the place everybody wants to be.
Yeah.
The Kardashian connection is correct.
Yeah.
They are the personification of modern social media.
Yes.
No wonder Nathan was caught doing TikTok.
Yeah.
Because that is the zeitgeist.
That is.
Everyone wants to be Penrith.
Good looking. They sexy.
Forget the Mount Druitt Struggle Street.
Yeah.
This is where we all want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that brashness and that preparedness to not worry about matters relating to style,
mm-hmm,
but to simply be who you are, mm-hmm, flaunt it, makes Jerome Luai the prototypical new footballer.
They don't want to be east.
But,
you know, we talk about Parramatta. Not Parramatta.
No.
Centre Sydney's Penrith.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they've actually petitioned Gladys to say, is it possible to actually do a dig and push Penrith another 10 kilometres west?
Yes.
Because they can't get west enough.
No. And I believe they've got a new iceberg there and an ivy. I believe. Have you heard that?
If you go into Justin Hems' premises, as I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Pictures of Penrith.
And you open up his desk. You know those models of, you know, new communities?
Yeah, yeah.
They've nothing to do in the eastern suburbs.
No,
they're
no.
just building retirement villages over there. But all the new development for Hems, all the new Merivale stuff in the riff.
Now, there is one question, of course. Why would the head of the NRL, the actual operating manager, Andrew Abdul, come out and say, please don't boo Cameron Smith? We're going to talk about that in just a moment here on Fire Up, the final show of the year, the grand final special.
People of Penrith, gather around. I'm Rodney O. I came to get down. Panther fans rule in the West. Super Rugby League, we are the best. Me on the mic and fans in the stands. Together we can win, so cheer and clap your hands. Players on the field, all men of steel. Give them the power and good is how they feel. In every position, crush the opposition. The final decision to win is our mission. East side, west side, the family hill. Jungle's the place and feel the thrill, kick, pass, and run. All can have fun on a serious note, folks. We're number one. Atmosphere, excitement out on the ground. I'm a Panther for life, and it's Penrith Town.
To the Rock Boys.
No doubt more, I'm knocking them out to scream and shout. It's what it's all about. Back line, front line, speed and some agility. Prop, lock, wing spot, don't stop, ability. Dummy half, front row, A row, the last lap. D on the try line, fine, give me a blast pass. Going for gold, mind, body and soul. I try on the fly for the young and the old. For the young and the old. Be a part of the Panther crew. This is how we do. For the 9-7, you know what I'm saying?
Down the corner for Williams, one of the very good Williams.
Honk if you're fired up. Honk if you're ready to go. Are you fired up? Are you ready to go? Are you fired up? Are you ready to go? Let's go make it happen. I love you, Philadelphia. Thank you.
What he meant to say was, I love you, Penrith.
And can we say, first of all,
just
while I remember, Stephen, we want those suggestions for who should go on Mount Grubmore on 0409 945 945.
For those who just tuned in, it's a glittering new season. Fire up. We're going to make a cup, a coffee mug, Mount Grubmore, the greatest grubs, two cups. We might not make two, but we want two ideas from you, the listener. 0409 945 945. The greatest grubs of eternity in rugby league and the greatest grubs 2020.
And secondly, if you are able to do this safely in your vehicles right now, can you just simply, out there in the greatest streets of Sydney, honk if you're fired up?
That was just this week, Barack Obama. coming out against another evil man.
Well, he recognises that if Biden's going to limp over the line, he's only going to do it if he goes back to the well and uses the karma, the energy, the positivity that is fire up.
Fire up, exactly. Now, let us break it down. We need to talk about Cam.
Do we?
We need to talk about Cam. Well, because everybody's talking about Cam.
Well, you know, I know you're a huge fan of the Laurel Canyon sounds, Steve,
yes,
from
I
the
am,
70s
too.
On the West Coast. And and Joni Mitchell's...
Even Frank Zappa was there.
True.
And he didn't really fit the mode. But anyway, go on.
Jenny Lewis, a modern protagonist of it. Yeah. But big hit for Joni Mitchell was Big Yellow Taxi, Stephen.
Right.
And I think the refrain goes something, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
No.
They paved paradise and they put up a parking lot. Well, I tell you what, they could be putting up a parking lot about 10 p.m. on Sunday out at ANZ Stadium because Cameron Smith... It could be the last go-round for... Lucifer himself.
Well, good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good.
Yeah,
there are the fireworks. Yeah. I asked for the fireworks to hold off to that point.
Can you play Good Riddance by Green Day? It'll be
see you later,
very subtle.
Whatever. Yeah. Now, Andrew Abdo, I know Billy Slater came out and said he doesn't understand why some sections of the game were critical of the Storm leader and declared, if we had 400 Cameron Smiths running around as role models, our game would be in a handy spot. Well, I suppose that'd be cheaper, or would it be?
Wouldn't be very interesting.
Because they'd have to be cloned or roboted.
Can you imagine an NRL made up of 400 Cam Smiths?
Yeah.
Goodness me, the referees would have a tough time.
Hey, understatement, warning. While the Storm know there'll be not be a love-in fest for Smith like there was at Suncorp, don't you remember when he was... trying to kick a goal, I think, at one of those testimonial games with the much-loved Jonathan Thurston. He got booed by his own people. Do you remember that?
Well, I mean, even the Queens... One thing I've learned in life, Stephen, is you can trust Queenslanders.
Right.
And when push comes to shove, if it's Thurston versus Smith, there's only going to be one winner there, surely.
Yeah. He later on, this is Billy Slater, said, he has only ever been someone good for the game. I think he deserved a bit more respect... Rodney Dangerfield style, Chris.
Well, you know what it is, Stephen. I mean, it is. I think there's a fear of losing the focus and the drive that Smith gives you. Now we're pioneers, Stephen. There's a famous compilation by the band Devo called "Pioneers Who Got Scalped," right? And we brought
deservedly so
many years ago brought to the national conversation, if you like, the concerns we had about Cameron Smith.
I could just sense it.
Right.
I don't know what it was. It was something that was... It wasn't in the spirit of rugby league as I knew it, Chris.
Well, it was like when you heard interviews like this, that we got an early warning of who he was like.
Oh, yeah.
I killed you, Mr. Anderson. I watched you die. With a certain satisfaction, I might add. Afterward, I knew the rules. I understood what I was supposed to do, but I didn't. I couldn't. I was compelled to stay. Compelled to disobey.
He's a compelled man.
So that was an interview with Cameron Smith in 2007.
So the writing was on the wall, Chris, and many people didn't want to see it.
No, you can hear it, right? So we just simply pointed out the evidence, and there's so much evidence to go through.
Yeah.
And, of course, what's happened recently is finally people have seen the light, and they've been piling on, Stephen.
Yeah.
And there's an unholy alliance formed between you.
Yeah.
Paul Crawley, Paul Kent and James Hooper.
Well, first of all, let's go on the side that supports Smith. I mean, there seems to be a large contingent of the industry. We've got Billy Slater there. We've got Andrew Abdo,
Don't boo him.
Who said, don't boo him if he comes on. Well, of course we're going to boo him. We boo everybody we don't want.
You exactly know, right.
Particularly if they're the enemy. And in Sydney, they're the enemy. So come on, that's rugby league. That is the pantomime. That is the soap opera. We got to boo. It's a natural thing. I don't think South stopped booing last week, even though they scored a try.
When South were up 6-0, they were booing.
They were booing. And then, you know, people go, oh, this is, you know, Andrew Johns or Phil Gould. People who played and coached or administrated the highest level of the game. Talk about one of our greats. I honestly don't know why people are critical of Cam Smith. Not if you know him. You know, that was, I think, Andrew Webster's. Once you get to know him, he seduces and he charms, doesn't he?
Well, you know, this rehabilitation of Smith is going on in earnest, Stephen, and Andrew Webster seems to have drunk the Kool-Aid. He's writing the autobiography, The Storm Within, I mean.
Hang on. The Storm Within. This is from Cameron Smith, the man who never flapped. Is that right? The unflappable.
Well, does that mean that he is actually the personification of a duck?
A duck?
Well, on the surface, he looks smooth and unruffled, but those feet are going like mad underneath.
Well, I've got some words here, Chris, that I've written down that people have been saying, apart from the things like the ref whisperer, that he has got some incredible skills. He likes to dot his I's and cross his T's in this book he's writing, The Storm Within, with Webster.
Yeah, I think Webster called him a punctuation Nazi, actually.
Punctuation Nazi, right. I've got terms like perfectionist.
Yes.
Meticulous.
Yes, good yeah. team player.
He trains within himself. So even when you don't know it, he's training.
he's
you can't
training.
See it.
And he's been characterised by Andrew Webster as someone who leads a most unremarkable life. A simple man devoted to his family, who loves his cars, mm-hmm. does renos on his house,
yeah.
plays golf,
yeah.
and walks around in boardies, thongs and a hoodie. Now, I smell a rat there, Steve.
Yeah, well, first of all, the very fact that he adopted the name Smith should send a message to everybody. I mean, there are some good Smiths and there are some bad Smiths. Shall we go through some of the good Smiths, Chris?
Hit me with some of the good Smiths.
Well, I've got Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. I've got Will Smith.
Well, in the
he was good.
In the Jazzy Jeff days.
Yes, okay.
Fresh right. Prince.
He
I'll
may
give
have
you
sold
that.
Out. You're right,
Not
okay.
Not so much lately. And those Smith children, I mean... Goodness me.
Goodness me. Now, Dr. Smith on Lost in Space. You've got to say he's a selfish man,
the
right?
The pain, dear boy.
The pain,
dear boy.
Robert. Bubble-headed booby. So, Dr. Smith, you got to put him on the bad ledger, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else is there in the bad
well,
side?
Well, the man we just heard, Hugo Weaving, is Mr.
Smith from
in the Matrix, yes. The Smiths, the band?
Well.
He's annoying.
I tell you what, if you think Cam is a music fan, you think he might gravitate...
Hey, what was the band he liked?
Well...
Get to that.
You think he might gravitate to the Smiths, right, because of their existential angst
yes,
and
yes.
what would happen if a double-decker bus ran over you.
Mm.
But in fact, on Matty Johns, who I think we might be going up head-to-head, Stephen,
oh, yeah.
Cameron Smith...
Can't wait to check the ratings.
...revealed his colours during okay. the week.
So look.
Mate, let's... A couple of questions so that people get a little sense. What, Smithy... What are you more likely to go to, a Jimmy Barnes concert or a Coldplay concert?
Oh, Coldplay.
Oh, dear.
I've actually been to two Coldplay concerts.
Oh, right.
Went to, I think it was on the 2016 Four Nations Tour. We were in London, and Cooper Cronk, actually, he got a couple of tickets to, like, this really small...
Performance?
Little intimate
performance.
Performance, yeah. In the middle of town, there's like only 2,000 people there, so that was Coldplay. Matty, who would you go, mate?
I'd go Jimmy Barnes.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it? The Storm Within, Coldplay. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is it pretense though, Stephen? Saying that he walks around in boardies,
a hoodie
and thongs.
Thongs.
Have you been to Melbourne?
Yes, freezing.
Cold.
And you don't go to the beach. You been to the beach in Melbourne, Chris?
Never.
Never.
It reminds me of when Nicole Kidman won her Academy Award and she said, this just takes me back to when I was a young girl with a family huddling around the electric heater.
Huddling around.
Dreaming about winning an Oscar. The Academy Awards are in late February. That's still summer
That's
in
warm.
Australia.
Yeah.
The rehabilitation of Smith, it sort of stinks, Stephen. I mean, Richard Hines wrote a piece about it.
It's a full-time job, isn't it?
Even Mary Kay was saying, oh, they're piling on.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're just a voice.
Yep.
That's been amplified by others late in the day.
Yes.
Stop bailing us up in the street
yes.
and hassling us for our anti-Smithism.
Yes. Now, Paul Crawley questioned the GOAT status.
Greatest of all time.
He said, look, no offence to Cameron Smith, but everyone's saying he's the GOAT. What about all those other great GOATs?
Dally Messenger.
Well, that's going way back, Chris. You're right. You know, you could go the Gaznia Rapier sort of Billy Smith Glamour. You could go into
Arthur Beetson.
You could go into Wally.
The Immortal
Langer.
The Joey Johns.
Andrew Johns.
Jonathan Thurston.
Hello. And what is the GOAT? And let's talk about his show reel, Chris, shall we?
As Paul Kemp pointed out, if you went to YouTube for Cameron Smith's highlights, it's just a series of endless images of him lifting trophies.
That's it.
Because he's football stuff.
And numbers.
Yeah. How exciting is it to see someone pass early?
And kick a goal.
Or kick for touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Or kick long.
Fourth man in flop.
Yeah.
But James Hooper got a little bit closer to the truth, didn't he?
And maybe these are the highlights that should be on YouTube.
Now, bear with us, listeners. If you were vacillating...
Prevaricating.
Bear with us here. And if you're from Sydney or New South Wales, this is where you've got to stand up and be counted, right? He says here, 25 reasons why plenty of league fans can't cop them. And don't pick on James Hooper. He's just telling that like he sees it, right?
He's omissive.
Salary cap cheat.
Fact.
We know that. Fact, yeah. Still claiming no one knew anything about the Rorts apart from the Fall Guy, ex-AFL club CEO Brian Waldron. Still claiming.
Falsehood, as Kenny pointed out. Weren't there two contracts signed?
Right. The illegitimate Proven Summons Premiership trophy is still on display in the club foyer. The hubris.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. So the ones they got stripped, they still show as if they won them.
Thumbing their noses at the
well,
game.
Well, they say they won them, don't they?
Well, they do.
Yeah. Two sets of books we mentioned. GI's boat.
Very attractive vehicle.
Because I don't think he even took the boat out. He's not a boat guy. I know he came got Maxville, but not a boat guy.
Yeah.
Now, here we get serious, Chris. This is where I come in, right? The instinctive, you know, footy fan. Yeah. The guy who bought the bubblegum-wrapped footy cards back in the day when I was a kid. This is where it upset
me. You're the kid who the mum knitted the scarf for.
I want an honest game.
Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of biff occasionally, you know, but an honest game. Straight, what you see is what you get, right?
Authenticity.
Bringing wrestling into rugby league courtesy of jiu-jitsu coach John Donoghue. The original grapple tackle.
Ding.
The chicken wing.
Ding.
The rolling pin.
Ding.
The crusher.
Ding.
The wing nut.
Smith special.
The hip drop.
Yeah, Smith's latest creation. Yep. That's what the highlight reel should show on YouTube, Stephen. Yes. And I think people would have a different view of the
Because the wing nut's pretty funny, isn't it?
The wing nut is actually
You could put the Benny Hill theme to the wing nut.
Bailey Simonson, who's got a fair pair of ears on him.
Exactly.
I mean, if I saw ears like that, I'd grab them too. Yeah.
Oh, no, you'd play a Coldplay song. To the
what would the scientist? Is that what you'd play? Or clocks?
So. Clocks.
Because he's an accountant. He's a number man. Isn't he?
And then number 13. Well, at 13, Chris, because it's always a Sydney agenda whenever anyone dares express an opinion about the Storm's grubby tactics.
Again, honesty. Yep. Pioneers who got scalped.
14, for claiming Manly pioneered the wrestle, complete with a photograph of a Seagulls on a roll with a wrestling coach dug up from the 1990s. Please.
Photoshop, Stephen. Photoshopped.
Referee Cameron.
Fact. Highlights. Yeah. Wing nuts, grapple tackles, and talking to refs.
And this is one that got us. Smith's testimony at least 3 seasons before he retired. And he still won't say he's retiring. And he got chaired off last week.
By the way, speaking of the refs... In Andrew Webster's article today, who's teamed up with Joey Johns and Andrew Johns and Matty Johns somewhere else.
Yep.
One ref's described it to Webby. He engages, as in Smith, he engages with us in a way where you feel like blowing time out, ordering a couple of skim caps and having a good chat about it.
Yes.
I got to admit, I admire Cameron Smith for that. That's genius. Yeah.
Yes, and that's when you play one of those star songs from Coldplay, right? When you're having a chat in a lot. Right?
Yellow.
Okay, Smith's never-ending John Farnham farewell tour. Exactly. Barb's $15,000 diamond ring.
And that's not Barb's fault, by the
way.
That's
not Barb's fault. Good on you, Barb.
Yeah, terrific.
I'd cop a ring if I could get one, too. For ostracising club legend Cooper Cronk for daring to lead the purple cult. And it is a cult.
Is that a negative against Smith or a positive?
Yes, I know. And we do say there are a couple of guys that we don't really believe are part of the Storm thinking. Addo Carr.
Ex-Tiger.
Leaving. Yeah, ex-Tiger. I think Pappenhausen's not Stormish.
Ex-Tiger.
Ex-Tiger, there you go. Robbing Nathan Hindmarsh of a grand final ring in 2009.
Well, I mean, seriously, had they not done that, that's half of Matty John's Fox League show gone.
Yeah.
Because basically half of their material is about the fact that Nathan Hindmarsh didn't win a grand final ring.
Ever.
So it may not be even in the services of rugby league, that win. But it certainly was in the services of comedy.
Television, yes, exactly. Because like a whack job religious cult of Scientology... Apologies to Scientology. Anyone who doesn't worship at the Storm altars immediately excommunicated for life. I think Hoop's been cut out of a few things here.
Time prevents me from going into my current documentary fave, The Vow, Stephen, about the self-help organisation Nexium. Right. Suffice to say, there was branding involved.
Nexium?
And, yes.
Nexium's an anti-stomach ulcer pill.
Wouldn't be surprised if you actually looked at the brand on the Melbourne players and they had the initials of Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith in a very attractive design.
Wow.
Cult behaviour. Wow. Deluxe.
Because most Victorians still refer to rugby league as the rugby.
Fact.
Because there's nothing rugby league about sipping on a latte in a laneway bar wearing a turtleneck skivvy.
Unless you're a rooster.
For pioneering Billy Slater's now banned bend it like David Beckham slide tackle to save a try. And 25...
Can I just say that was the NRL's lowest moment, exonerating Billy Slater for the 2018 grand final, rescued only by the fact that they lost?
25, because even if you do worship at the Storm altar, the only yarns you're allowed to tell are stories which paint Melbourne as the greatest sporting organisation in history. And if you open up the paper today, there's a litany of them. A litany. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Storm in the grand final again. It would be much better for rugby league if the Panthers played another team. And the only hope that starts to dull their pain, which remains, is the hope that Cam retires.
the Panthers' hopes are all resting on Nathan Cleary's massive chin. There'll be a sea of black in the stands, Ivan blowing kisses to Storm fans. Happy and Viliami's hair flashed like a neon light, both so bright. Could they make Cam retire? The Storm players bow and pray that they don't cop another spray. They sacrificed all their humanity at the altar of Craig Bellamy. Harry Grant and Hectic Cheese don't know where they'll be just next year. They hope that Cam retires, and while the Storm might not be beat, at least there won't be a Roosters three-peat. And thank God Jackie won the Daily M. Cleary's TikTok dancing scuppered him, and I could almost tolerate Gutho's stupid dance if there's a chance that it makes Cam retire.
That is that. Sounds of Science. Cameron Smith, we hope he retires. Farewell, and away you go into the sunset. How was the year for you, Chris, with Fire Up?
Look, it was a...
I'm worried.
Can I say it was uncharted waters, Stephen?
Was it? Unprecedented times, Chris.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah.
We're off for 11 weeks off the air. That was great.
Yeah.
And apart from that, I worked with you and Redfern Pat and Lindsay, and we hung it together without... A critical part of our DNA, Stephen, which is panellists.
Yeah, you know, well, we would normally thank our multitude of guests right now.
It'd be going forever. So can I just substitute some thank yous just for this show?
Of course you can, Chris.
Dr. L, NRL, just tweeted in that Penrith are the Kardashians of the NRL, so we're onto something.
Yes.
I met a Fire Up fan out at the Rabbits-Penrith game last week, Ben from Penrith. I want to say good day to him.
Hello, Ben.
Lisa Gross certainly alerted me, first of all, to the Cam Smith interview about Coldplay, so hello, Lisa.
Mm.
Stu Cook has already texted in about Grubs. Have we got any more? He said Joey Leilua from the West Tigers.
Julian O'Neill came in for an eternal grub.
Right, very
fair
popular.
Enough. Yeah.
And then finally, as a little bit of rugby league, because we are a news organisation as well, Steve.
Are we just? We're registered.
Yeah. Dogstar on Twitter alerted us to the fact that the new head of football at the North Queensland Cowboys is Michael Luck.
Is that right?
How about that?
Good marking luck to himself.
And also, big thanks to Dennis Carnahan.
For that song.
And that song highlighted his Paddo RSL Rugby League the Musical the other night, Stephen.
I'm hearing rumours there's going to be some special guests performing at the grand final unannounced. I don't know whether Dennis is in the running for that. That'd be nice.
Well, I mean, I hear that Anthony Maroon, the Triple M commentator, is singing at some stage, but I assume that's not what you're referring to.
I don't think that's it. I think it's bigger than that, Chris.
Wow. But it is, I mean, the disclosed entertainment, as I said, the NRL doesn't need to hide behind a phalanx of stars, but Amy Shark is performing, and it's been documented during the week that she, of course, was married to the former chief financial officer of the Gold Coast Titans.
She's indeed then.
She's got strong rugby league DNA, and she used to work in the video segment of the Titans, and she would put together the highlights of great Titans play. So it wasn't much of a job, really.
Quick job, really,
very quickly.
But she was creative with it.
That's right.
Music, extensions, slow 12-inch version, you know.
I personally wouldn't. If she still had the job, how would she have spun a Josh Papali ankle tapping Jamal Fogarty? That would have been great.
I got a message there saying that Cam Smith interview with Matty Johns, he was sort of laughing excessively, weirdly, a little bit like when you see Tom Cruise laughing.
A devilish cackle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not quite believable, sort of.
We've got evidence of it if we've got time, Stephen. Do we have time?
Evidence of what?
Of the cackle, if we just have a...
Well, do we have evidence? I'm not sure if we... That sounds about right.
That's it.
We are out of here. Chris, I will see you next year.
So, Stephen, it's been a pleasure. I want to wrap with just a shout out that tomorrow is the last day of the Laps with Traddy at Henson Park.
Yep.
John Tradd on the penny farthing, raising money for the Newtown Jets that we love here.
Yep.
If you get down there at 11 a.m, there's a barbecue operating, and Jetman and Sid the Pig
yep.
will be there. And this is Johnny Tradd bringing that great fundraising. They're going to smash the $8,972 mark.
Record.
But it's Feel Good Friday, sir.
It's Feel Good Friday. And as I said to you, Chris, I got it from a very wise man that the age of Aquarius is about to be upon us.
Oh, hang on now.
Now, you know, you may think 2020, and everyone agrees, has been the worst year ever in the history of humanity, recorded like human behaviour. First of all, Trump will be voted out. They'll find a vaccine. St. George and the Tigers will top the ladder next year. And Redfern Pat's here to deliver us into Feel Good Friday. Redfern Pat, what do you got to say to us?
Well, Ferris, you've put Chris and I on the unemployment roll in about 3 minutes.
True.
When the show finishes for the year.
We're available.
2021, you'll be back.
I might be in the public eye like yourself.
I think
a listener of the show has recruited me to a reality TV.
A reality TV show, yeah.
Well, okay,
because a lot of people are talking up this SAS show that's on at the moment.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be Pat's go.
Chappelle Corby, that one?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, if I got Pat versus Rochi Jacenko, I'd still go Jacenko.
Would you? So Pat lasts 4 hours, Rochi lasts six.
I mean, you have charisma. I mean, bachelor or bachelorette?
I can't say what it is, but I had a Skype audition.
Yeah.
Backdrop is my bookshelf of rugby league encyclopedias, old footballs and jerseys, old synthesizers.
I've got it.
They don't want it.
MasterChef.
No, Chris, no. It's got to be something with information and knowledge-based, I'd say. Hard quiz?
Hard quiz.
No?
So we are thrilled to announce on Fire Up that Redfern Pat will be on Australian Survivor next year. And we're really looking forward to that.
Celebrity edition.
See you later.
So tune in again next week when we invite a veritable breadline of nobodies and wannabes to flesh out another rip-snorting roundup of rugby league shenanigans, slander and smut. Home of radio's most fatuous footy confab. Fire!